The COVID-19 lockdowns have taken a toll on businesses by cutting their sales, placing them in debt, and causing many to close their doors for good. A survey by the Black Business and Professional Association, or the BBPA, shows Black businesses are suffering disproportionately from these challenges. The survey was conducted during the early stages of the pandemic and showed that 80% of Black businesses lacked the cash reserves necessary to meet financial obligations, and 85% of them were worried about being forced to close permanently. In contrast, a survey from the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses conducted around the same period showed only 30 and 39% of Canadian businesses had the same responses. President and CEO of the Black Business and Professional Association, Nadine Spencer, launched a 24-hour hotline to hear and respond to the struggles of business owners by providing them with support and helping them with resources. Here she is speaking about the BBPA surveys, the hotline, and why this is an issue disproportionately impacting Black business owners.
As businesses were being shut down, I thought the business owners would want some sort of place to land and to talk about any challenges they were having. So we launched a 24-hour hotline, and we wanted to hear the voices of business owners and what they were experiencing and how we could help. I took those phone calls myself. They called at all hours of the day. They called at 2 a.m. in the morning, 10 p.m. at night, all hours of the day. They would call on weekends to talk about the challenges they were having. You know, they were having problems with their landlords that weren't necessarily agreeable to deferred rent. They were having challenges with getting online. They didn't have technology, they didn't have resources, they didn't have funding, they didn't have access to capital. And so that 24-hour line allowed us to hear from the voices of our stakeholders what the challenges were.
I think, you know, the biggest surprise I had one business owner that had called me, and she was living in a two-room apartment with five people. It was very small and was really having challenges even for food. And that really got to my heart. And at the time, there was no funding. And, you know, I did personally send her some funds. It was a story like that just really broke my heart. And then I'd call other people and they'd say, you know, we're dying. You know, we are really dying because there's no money. There's no money coming in. Those were the hard things to hear. What we did was that we did a survey. I was at my desk one day and I got an email from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business Association. They had done a survey study surveying all businesses. So they surveyed them across the country. I took that very same survey and we surveyed the Black-owned businesses. We realized how the Black businesses were severely impacted more so than the non-Black businesses or mainstream businesses, as I like to say, is things like access to funds. You know, the mainstream businesses had 3 to 6 months cash reserve at minimum in their capacity to draw on. The Black-owned businesses had none of that. We have one client who is a white male, and he said his bank called him on a regular basis and just insisted that he got the loan, the SIBA loan, and then our Black counterparts didn't have that same opportunity. I think, you know, since May 25th, in the wake of George Floyd being murdered, and people are now aware that there are challenges. You know, one of the things is that they're saying, well, we didn't know, and how could we help? We didn't realize that race was such an issue, was such a problem. And it's not just a problem in society, it's also a problem within your business, within the education, in so many different layers of our society. We are working to look at getting data because, you know, when we have data, we'll understand the challenges and we'll understand the issues. And it is only through understanding that we'll be able to find solutions that will enable Black businesses. And so that's the importance of data. But regretfully, there hasn't been enough. While we're working on it to have that, we're still, you know, having to work through that because there isn't enough. Well, the BBPA launched BASE, which is the Business Advisory Implementation Development Services. And what it is a hand-on approach to Black businesses to help them navigate the path to business success. It means someone that's going to help them with their business plan, help them with the financial statement, help them with the marketing plan, getting their financial statements and business plans ready to go to the bank so they're able to present properly. If they need HR solutions, if they need customer service help, those are some of the resources that have been put out by the BBPA to help Black-owned businesses. We have to be aware that when one service, one sector of our society is not having enough resources, that is going to impact
everyone. You know, a society that is an equitable society is a better society for everyone. And as president of the organization that works to address equity and create economic opportunity, it is my privilege and it's an honor to serve our community in this way. It's not an easy job. It is not an easy job, but it is something that I feel is important because somebody has to have a voice. Somebody has to advocate for the ones who are not able to advocate for themselves.
For CHUO-FM, this is Lauren Rolston.